This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 9 killed as passenger bus falls into river in Rupandehi. World Environment Day being observed today across the globe, including Nepal, organizing various programs. And 30 killed, hundreds of injured in depot blast in Bangladesh. Now, the news in detail. At least 9 people have been killed and 16 others seriously injured when a passenger bus plunged into Rohini River on Bhairava-Parasi road section this morning. According to Lumbini Traffic Police Office, Inspector Baburam Basnet, the bus heading towards Bhairava from Janakpur fell into the river from Rohini Bridge at around 5:45 this morning. The bus was carrying 35 passengers. Inspector Basnet added 9 people died while undergoing treatment at Bhairava-based Medical College and Bhim Hospital in Bhairava. Likewise, Home Minister Balkrishna Khar has directed the concerned authorities to pay attention to the injured in the accident. Press coordinator of the Home Minister, Madhusudan Bhattarai, said the Home Minister has instructed concerned authorities to arrange for the treatment of the injured. 5 of the deceased have been identified as Rajendra Pandey, Vishnu Paudel, Krishna Prasad Basial of Rupandehi, Dinesh Das of Rautahat, and Indian national Arvindra Sharma. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba has stressed the need for using natural resources for eradicating poverty and creating employment opportunities within the country, addressing a program organized by Far Western Region Concern Forum in Kathmandu today. Prime Minister Deoba said though the Far Western Region of the country witnessed gradually infrastructural development and was linked with the road and air routes, the poverty of the region was not reduced. He also committed to developing economic and infrastructural development of the Far Western region. World Environment Day is being observed today across the globe, calling for action to protect the planet, raise awareness about the environment and biodiversity protection, and provide knowledge about the importance of Mother Nature. This year, the day is being marked with the theme, Only One Earth, focusing on living sustainably in harmony with nature. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has offered her greetings to all Nepalese at home and abroad on the occasion of World Environment Day. The message of best wishes issued by the Office of the President states that the relevance of the day has been increasing every year. The President urged all to continue the goal of saving the earth while thanking the Ministry of Forest and Environment, all ministries involved in infrastructure development, provincial and local governments, security agencies, local community, developer partners and all concerned authorities involved in conserving the environment. Similarly, Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba has said the world is facing the brunt of climate change in the form of snow melt, lake burst, flooding and landslide. In a message of best wishes on the occasion of World Environment Day, the Prime Minister Deoba argued that a result of climate change, people had to face various problems like decline in biological diversity, interruption in the agricultural system and crops, the occurrence of diseases, imbalances in rain and temperature, and losses from natural disasters. In his message of best wishes, Prime Minister Deoba stated that may this day inspire all to ensure environmentally friendly behavior and conduct and to conserve the earth. The Madhya Province government is presenting its policy and program for the fiscal year 2022-23 in the provincial assembly meeting today. Secretary of the Provincial Assembly Secretariat Ranjit Kumar Yadav said the chief of the province, Harishankar Mishra, is scheduled to present the policy and program of the provincial government for the new fiscal year in the meeting of the Provincial Assembly to be held at 4 p.m. today. The policy and program have prioritized agriculture, education, health and other programs. A meeting of the Council of Ministers of the Madhya Province government held yesterday had approved the policy and program for the coming fiscal year 2022-23 to be presented in the Provincial Assembly meeting. Similarly, according to the Minister of Home and Communications, Bharat Prasad Saha, the Madhya Province government will present the budget for the fiscal year 2022-23 in the forthcoming Provincial Assembly meeting on June 15th. Meteorological Forecasting Division has said the monsoon is likely to enter the country within the next 2 or 4 days. Though the monsoon is yet to start in Nepal, pre-monsoon activities are taking place. Meteorologist Hira Bhattarai said that the monsoon is expected to set in motion from eastern Nepal within the next few days. It is likely to start from surroundings of the Mechi zone. Though rainfall is predicted in some parts of province number 1, Madhes province and Bagmati province today and tomorrow, it is unlikely in the western parts of the country. In Nepal, monsoon tentatively begins on June 10th and it will enter from the eastern part moving towards the west gradually. 4 months from June to September is defined as monsoon period in South Asia. During this period, Nepal receives 80% of the annual rainfall. Presently, Nepal is under the influence of local winds and the low pressure area spreading from Uttar Pradesh of India to the east of Bangladesh. According to the division, due to same atmospheric condition, there is currently generally to completely cloudy weather in province number 1, Madhes province and Bagmati province, and light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of province number 1, Bagmati province and Gandaki province, and at few places of Madhes province. Today, the maximum minimum temperature of Kathmandu was measured 20 degrees Celsius, followed by 28 degrees of maximum. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international updates. A fire and a huge explosion have killed at least 25 people and injured hundreds at a storage depot near the city of Chittagong, Bangladesh. Hundreds of people have arrived to tackle the fire where a number of containers exploded at the site in Sitakunda. The explosion was so large it was heard several kilometers away and shattered the windows of nearby buildings. The cause of the fire is not known, but it is thought that chemicals were stored in some of the containers. Hospitals in the area are overwhelmed and have appealed for blood donations. Many of the injured are reported to be in critical condition with burns covering 60 to 90% of their bodies. Sitakunda is only 40 kilometers from Bangladesh's second largest city, Chittagong, and one of the city's hospitals has been inundated with victims. 6 people have been arrested in Hong Kong as authorities moved to restrict public commemoration of the Tiananmen Square massacre. Yesterday was the 33rd anniversary of the highly sensitive incident in which China's rulers crashed peaceful protest with tanks and troops. Until recently, Hong Kong was one of the few Chinese territories which commemorated the event. Hong Kong police have confirmed 5 men and 1 woman had been arrested in the vicinity of Victoria Park, where a candlelight vigil marking the 1989 crackdown in Beijing would have been held. The Tiananmen Square protest in Beijing became the focus of national demonstrators calling for greater political freedoms in 1989. National Mining Agency of Colombia has said 9 coal miners have died and 6 remain trapped underground after an explosion in a coal mine. Officials said the explosion near the northern town of El Julia was caused by a buildup of gas which caused a fire and collapse of a tunnel, trapping the miners. The surviving miners have been trapped underground for 6 days. AFP News Agency reports rescue work was initially hampered by the buildup of gas as well as heavy rains, but some 70 rescuers are now working against the clock to find the remaining miners. Officials say engineers have been working to ventilate the shaft. Mining accidents are not uncommon in Colombia, with 148 deaths recorded in 2021. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nine killed as passenger bus falls into river in Rupandehi. World Environment Day being observed today across the globe, including Nepal organizing various programs, and 30 killed and hundreds injured in depot blast in Bangladesh. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.